Yeah, I think so. Because when we pray for one's soul, we're praying that the power of God will come down, eternal life will come down to that person with all its benefits. Hallelujah. And isn't it praying the love of God down for other people? Hallelujah. How many people do we pray for? And I'm sure you've prayed for a few. Amen. And so God sees our heart when we begin to pray. Hallelujah. So Moses, he was a warrior. He was a modern day watchman. And so are you. You're modern day watchman on behalf of the Lord. And in the old days, a watchman would stand on the wall of a city, and he would watch and wait, looking for danger. And he would run to the authorities when he saw something coming, and he would make them aware of what was on the way. Amen. And but we're all watchmen, and just like my brother told me, we're all watchmen. Amen. Thank you, Wendell. You reminded me. We're all watchmen. Amen. But isn't a watchman is what a modern-day prayer warrior is? Someone who's watching over their family, someone who's watching over their home, someone who sees trouble with their brothers and sisters, and they take it to the throne room of God. Amen. And so we're all watchmen. And all prayers are watchmen, and we're watching over everything, everybody, and the things around us. And we give notice to the Lord when we see things happening. I love Jonah. He was a spiritual watchman, and God sent him to Nineveh, amen, to warn the people there. Yeah, and he was one reluctant preacher, and we all know he went through some trouble before he was made ready. But he came and he warned them, there's a whirlwind coming, you Assyrians. There's a whirlwind of the wrath of God that's coming on this city. It's going to destroy you. It's going to uproot you. And you're never going to survive it. And what did they do? They went and repented. And it changed the heart of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it interesting that our attitude towards God can change his heart? And so we see that Jonah, he was a prophet. He was also a watchman, a spiritual watchman. And his actions changed the plans of God for that city, Nineveh. And God spared them. Hallelujah. And so we see prayers matter. I got to get this all summed up because I don't want to stay long enough that you fall asleep. If you see someone drip them off, give them a little poke. Praise God. And so Ezekiel too, he was a watchman. I think at 3:17 of Ezekiel, it tells us, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. And so he was a watchman to give them warning. But the truth is, if you read the first few chapters, they couldn't hear. They were spiritually deaf and dumb. And the Lord even told Ezekiel, I doubt they'll hear you, but tell them anyway. Amen. And sometimes when God gives us a witness to give to those who can't hear too good, he also gives us prayers to intercede on their behalf. And Lord, I pray you send them aid. I give them the words you told me to give them, but they can't hear very good. They don't see spiritual things. They don't understand them. And so not only are we watchmen, but we become intercessors and we begin to intercede on their behalf. That Lord, 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 wake them up. And we had a little girl put up her hand for salvation in our celebration Wednesday night. Amen. Lord, we pray you'd cause her to be so born again. She'll be ruined for this world. Hallelujah. And she'll come in here and we have to shoo her away from the microphone that she's so filled with the Holy Ghost, has an unction to function. Lord, we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we're watchmen. The whole church is a watchman. And we can intercede on behalf of whoever God puts on our heart. And you know, the marks of a watchman is that we're not to give God a rest day or night. Hallelujah. Until we see deliverance come, till we see healing come. Don't give them any rest. And our Lord wants to rule the earth and the church through the inspired prayers of his saints. And this is how things were meant to be from the beginning. God ruling the earth through Adam and Eve. God hasn't changed his mind in a new covenant. He wants to begin to rule and reign starting in you. And once we tune into God's frequency, are you all tuned in? And he begins to put burdens on your heart. Hallelujah. And when you pray for that little burden, hallelujah, God brings a breath of heaven into the earth. You ever had a little burden for someone? And I'm sure you have. And you pray for them. You have the burden because God wants you to wants to bring something into their lives, and he uses you to pray for. You know, I was in my prayer, I'll say this quickly, I was in my prayer closet, and I happened to look at the clock. It was 20 after 7, and in my soul's eye, I see this demon, big ugly thing, attacking someone, and I can only see the demon from behind and attacking this person, and I started praying for that person, that God would intervene and rescue them, and you know, I was looking for words, and but you don't need too many words when you God shows you something like that. And so I finished my prayer time. I went downstairs, and I was telling my wife about it, and the phone rang. It was an hour or two later, and it just happened to be my own stepdaughter. She had overdosed, and they found her on the front steps of the house, unconscious, at 20 after 7. And took her to the hospital and revived her. Amen. God answers prayer. God knows how to put you in the place where he'll use your prayers to rescue. Amen. Those who matter to you. And, you know, I was praying for Pinella, our oldest girl, last week, and she's developed cancer in her bladder. She goes back every 3 months and hasn't been good so far. They find something almost every time. And as I've been praying, I've had a newfound confidence that God is answering our prayers. I know Clayton's praying, and I know as a church we pray for, too, that this cancer would be gone. And the last time they went in was just a few weeks ago, and they found some stuff in there, and they took it out. And I was a little disappointed. I wasn't angry with God or anything, but I was a little disappointed because I thought for sure that there would be no cancer there. And we got a phone call last week that everything they took out was benign. There was no cancer. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God answers prayer, family. And we can't lose heart. And sometimes we get discouraged, but don't get discouraged. Keep on praying until we see the hand of God moving. And like I said many times, great matters are settled in heaven because someone's on their knees here on planet Earth. And you may not be very well known here on planet Earth, but your name will be known in heaven. Who could ask for anything more than that? Hallelujah, that our name would be known in heaven. And so we pray for our loved ones to bring down the love of God into the ruins of their life. Hallelujah. And God is working. And behind the scenes, he's always working. I had my grandson, 6 years old, phone me up before he went to school. And he said, Papa, how did God raise Jesus from the dead? So ask me something easy. So I gave him the answer the best I could, and I went out and bought him a pictorial dictionary. Not dictionary. Elizabeth sent away for one on Amazon, a pictorial Bible with lots of illustrations and pictures for him and to help him. But it's because God answers prayer. We lose heart too easy. We need to keep praying and thank God for those who are praying. And so we're watchmen, we're intercessors, and we make a link between heaven and earth every time we pray. Amen. And, you know, our prayers will span any gulf, any distance, and they build a bridge of faith over every obstacle. Hallelujah. And we need to tune in to God's frequency, and God will show us what he wants us to pray about. And so my message today is, Lord, teach us to pray. Hallelujah. Send in more intercessors in this place. Oh, my God, that we can pull heaven down right here in Whippy. And hallelujah. I ask in Jesus' name, prayers that bring the presence of God. Hallelujah. I know that there was a fellow named Jacob. Life was sweet for Jacob. And until his uncle Laban got ugly with him, he was wanted to kill him, but he couldn't. So Jacob decided to go home. And on his way home, you know, his brother wanted to kill him from this end. And so he ends up in a place called Peniel. And he was stressed. He was stressed to the max. And he laid hold of God and began to pray. And the Lord said, the day is breaking. Let me go. And Abraham said, I will not let go until you bless me. Hallelujah. True prayer of an intercessor. And so, you know, if you're not praying at all, I want to encourage you, give the Lord 10 minutes in the morning before you get off to work. Amen. Ask him to cover you and start somewhere. Hallelujah. Because God wants to change the world. And when we grow up in him, he brings us to a place where he puts the burdens of God in our heart. And as we pray them through, the Holy Ghost follows those prayers and brings them to birth in the earth. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you would teach us your ways. Teach us how to pray, Lord. Amen. We have no confidence in ourselves, and some people don't have any confidence in their own prayers. But, Lord, I pray that you would reveal to everybody that you're a God who answers prayer, that you're a God who intervenes. You're the God who's still doing miracles. You're the God, hallelujah, that changes people's lives and directions in their life. You haven't changed one bit, Lord. You're the same as you were yesterday, today, and forever. And I pray that the mighty power of God would be poured out through the prayers of your people. And help us, not one of us would leave here today without lifting up a little prayer saying, Lord, teach me to pray. I want to bring your blessings down into this earth and into people I love. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, family.